So, thank you. Oh. All right. So to start, just tell me your thoughts on today's event, how you think it went, the tone, the fact that voters could listen to, you know, all the candidates for the local races.
Absolutely. It's always fun having a chance to speak to as many voters as possible. That's what we do in the nature of campaigns. We try to get out there, present ourselves, present our views, and you know, let the voters get to know us. And hopefully I had an opportunity here to let the voters get to know a little bit about my background and my willingness to defend them in the state capitol in Phoenix.
One of the major issues that came up today at the forum was education and education funding. Mm-hmm. What are your thoughts on education funding in the state, the Red for Ed movement, especially now as schools are opening back up for the school year? Just what are your thoughts on education funding?
Absolutely. I was a supporter of Governor Ducey's plan, the 20 by 2020. It's a 20% raise over 3 years for our public education teachers on average. And I spent a lot of last session in Capitol lobbying other members to ensure that we were able to get this supported. It's something about my campaign is that I've been able to develop a professional relationship with so many legislators from all around the state that will help make me effective representing you guys, because I already have this built-in relationship with so many members around the state. Yuma County, we have two districts here. There are only in the House, so that means only four members represent parts of Yuma County. So it takes more than four members of the House to get something done. So that's something that I will be able to bring to the table, is bring a majority of Republicans on board and just amplify Yuma County's voice. When it comes to education, I support school choice. I support reforms in the funding formula. I also support ensuring that our public schools are properly funded, while at the same time, I am 100% opposed to raising taxes. We were just able to give a 20% raise over 3 years without raising taxes, and I was proud to support that effort.
Last question I have is just, what other issues did you want to address, or do you want voters to know are important to you or to your campaign?
Well, just as a combat veteran, I was in the Army after high school. I spent 15 months in Iraq during the surge. I spent a year in Korea. It's part of my background and just my passion to look out for veterans and military issues. It's something I did at the at Capitol Hill when I worked for some Freedom Caucus members in D.C., is looking out for veterans issues. And that's something that I will do at the state level as well. And now our district, from the Marine Corps Air Station to the Yuma Proving Grounds, and then our district goes up to Luke Air Force Base in Maricopa County. I feel I'm uniquely qualified. Our district has never elected a veteran to represent them. And that's something that I feel uniquely qualified to do, and it's a passion of mine. And that's something I want to ensure the voters of our district, and especially here in Yuma County, know that they're getting a fighter and they're getting an advocate at the state capitol on behalf of military and veterans issues.
All right, thank you very much.
Thank you.
All right. So what